Los Angeles, on today's Moment of Science. If you've ever driven in L.A., you know that people don't cooperate terribly well. Traffic jams, folks cutting folks off, people shouting at you out their windows, it's a real headache. We'd all do a lot better, at least we'd all move through congestion a lot faster, if we were ants. Why ants, you ask? That's what Ian Cousin of Princeton University wanted to know. You may have seen films of huge numbers of South American army ants zooming across the grass on raids and coming back with all sorts of goodies to eat. So why don't they all crash into each other and suffer ant gridlock the way humans do? One answer, Cousin found, is that army ants follow a simple procedure. Everybody coming home has the right of way. Even a simple rule like that, if you're going out, step aside. If you're coming home, don't step aside, works terrifically. It results in a stream of homegoing ants passing unobstructed through the center of a crowd of outgoing ants. Among other things, this means raiding parties can go any direction from the anthill because nobody has to remember some complicated rule about turning left or turning right. Also, the guys bringing home the goodies will always be protected on both sides by outgoing ants. Simple. So would this work in L.A.? Probably not. Thousands of human beings just can't be made to follow a behavioral rule like that. Somebody would try to get a little bit ahead, and somebody else would see that and get angry, and pretty soon, you're back to L.A. traffic. For better or worse, people don't think like ants. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Michael Meyer at Purdue University. I'm Don Glass.